Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Ryan Pollock from Utah Power Credit Union. Ryan, always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks for taking the time again to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Aiden.
And you know, it's always fun because when you come in, it seems like we're always talking about something fun coming to the community. And this is no exception. August 12th through 16th, Helper, as a part of the Arts Festival, will be hosting their End Plein Air Art Competition. Always a fun time. These art competitions, they breed such creativity in our community.
They really do, Aiden. And you know, to be honest, I didn't know what the term End Plein Air meant 1 year ago. And as I drove around town and saw artists with their easels put up and painting outdoors, that is the literal translation, is painting outdoors, I just thought, this is so cool. This is so engaging. Art is one thing to go and see it on walls, but to see it being created, I think, is just fantastic and a real way to engage with the community.
No, absolutely. And that's what this is all about, is that community engagement. Like you said, you see people all around Helper finding their favorite vistas, their favorite stretches of road, and they're painting them. And they all often turn out into these incredible pieces. I mean, you see things ranging from skyline paintings up on the train tracks to more of a valley look down Main Street. But there's such creativity that's involved in this.
I don't know how they do it, but I'm glad they do. And this competition is intended to capture the beauty of all of Carbon County. And so that is the guideline, that the artist can go anywhere in Carbon County. So you'll see it all. All of the great sights that we see as we're driving around town and through the county on a daily basis, interpreted by these fantastic artists.
And you know, it's kind of divided up into two sections. You got the main End Plein Air section of this competition. They got 3 days leading up to the Arts Festival. Like you said, they'll travel around Carbon County, pick their spot, and just get to painting. And that follows up with a reception on August 15th. But the next day, they do a bit of a speed draw competition. And you know, it's always fun to see how these artists operate under pressure. I mean, it's a completely different environment for them, but they still manage to put together just these incredible works of art.
They are just amazing. And what's really great about it is that it's a great way to both look at art, appreciate art as someone in the community, but also to buy art because the prices are so reasonable. You'd be surprised at what one can create in 2 hours, and to make it available and accessible to our community at a low cost, I think is just really fabulous.
I think that affordability is a very big thing around here because, you know, art is typically pretty expensive to try and come across. I mean, you're looking at price tags in the thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. This is an opportunity to help support local art as well as get something to hang on your wall for a very reasonable price, and that's all going to be accomplished at the reception, again coming up on August 15th at 6 p.m. It's always nice to see the community gather for events like this. They unite the community and they help bring people into our community as well.
That's right, and I think this reception is going to be a ton of fun. The whole community is invited. We'd love to see as many come out as possible. 6 o'clock at the Helper Art Workshops. That's 76 South Main. And at 7 o'clock, the awards will be announced from the 3 days of paint. And we're bringing in a very well-known plein air artist as well as educator. Her name is Amy Erickson. She's coming in from the Northwest. She'll be the judge, and the awards will be given out then.
And you know, we talked about this is a great way to give back to the community through some affordable art, but you're also giving back to those artists who may receive some awards. I mean, you're looking at the prize amounts: first place $2,500, second place $1,500. That's a healthy chunk of change for these artists. So it's a great way to just unite everyone together. Now, Ryan, if people are looking to get registered for this competition, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go on Instagram and look for the End Plein Air Helper 2025. There's a link there, or that we have signs up around town, or they can contact Utah Power Credit Union and we can get them registered right from there.
You know, let's talk Utah Power Credit Union for a second. I mean, we see you guys everywhere, whether it be these competitions, sponsoring different facilities, things at the different ballparks around the area. You guys are always out in the community. As CEO, why do you feel it's important for Utah Power to be out in the community like you guys are?
Well, I think it's the most important thing, Aiden. If we don't focus on the people, there's not much to focus on. And so this is where we live, work, and play all together. And all three of those are important. We need to support the recreation, the special events, as well as what we do financially to help people. We're really proud to be in this community, and well, to be honest, we just have a lot of fun doing it. Maybe it's a little selfish, but we love being out at the events and supporting our members as well as the broader community.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with supporting the community and having a lot of fun while doing it, Ryan. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I'd just love to see as many of you as possible throughout the entire Helper Arts Festival this year, but certainly at the Plein Air reception on Friday evening.
Well, Ryan, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Again, our guest was Ryan Pollock, CEO of Utah Power Credit Union, and we were talking about the Helper and Plein Air Art Competition running from August 12th to the 15th with a speed draw competition the following day on August 16th. Reception will follow August 15th at 6 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.